This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What a terrible name. It doesn't represent our identity. Horrible name.
God, who is that guy? He just keeps making appearances on the show.
I don't know.
Just saw a note. Aaron Naismith might be out tonight for the Indiana Pacers. We'll get into the NBA playoffs coming up a little bit later on. We will not spend the entire 3 hours talking about a poll. And I do want to point out something that I don't know if I made clear, so I want to make sure that I make it clear. I've talked about the small sample size and how that bothers me and drives me nuts, how you all believe it. Same thing with the television ratings and all that stuff. The poll done by the Washington Post was 1,333 people for whether or not you are identifying as a Commanders fan, as a fan of the team. But for the actual name component, the team name growing in popularity, for whatever this is worth, it is worth a little something, right? The poll for the amount of people polled for that was larger. It went from 1,333 to 1,667. So, again, it doesn't change my perspective that it's not enough, that it doesn't tell us an end-all be-all, but at least it is a bigger sample size, which does count. The more sample we get, the bigger the sample we get, the more accurate results we get. Period. Okay? Sorry. I know a lot of people like to believe in statistical Bell theories and all that crap from decades and decades ago. I believe in common sense. What's real? 1,333 people should never speak for millions of people. But it's the only data we have. So I will say this. It shows a trend in the right direction. It's a trend. It's a sampling. It's a smattering. It is not a end-all be-all. It is not a it speaks for everyone kind of thing. And many people will take it as, oh, it speaks for everybody. And that's not right. That's not fair. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's get to our guy, Double A, and get him in here because I know he's never changing. Isn't that right, Double A? They can win 5 Super Bowls, and you're not a Commanders guy by any means.
Not a chance in hell. And I tell you what, you woke up today. Did you think you would have Dr. Sabah John and me, like three in a row.
Yeah, that is a triple threat if I've ever heard of one. That's like a trios tag team match in AEW, man.
I tell you what, I'm the unsilent majority, and I've arrived. Okay, first of all, let's get the Linus you opened up with him out of the way. Okay, he's just starved for a winner. The Wizards are going to be bad for at least another couple of years, if not longer. And he's trapped in the last person he can hang on to from his generation in the playoffs that he thinks is relevant. So, again, consider your audience with Linus, okay? And, you know, on behalf of the Sabah of Doctor, the Oklahoma of John, and I am the A of Double, okay, the name sucks, okay? And you, Chris, I know you have fun mocking us and everything, but what I look at is, what are the numbers as far as revenue, okay? They can't sell out their games. And granted, when you're the last in the league in revenue coming into last year and you have a franchise quarterback and you go to the NFC Championship games, there's going to be some young younger people and even some people my age that'll rally around that.
But by the way, they say they sold out their games. And that is you're written in the post, so again, I assume that's correct, but they say they've sold out all their games.
Well, there must be a relative of Bruce Allen still working for the team because I go by what I saw on the TV, and maybe the tickets were sold. But like I told you, I got into this. I could have gotten into the Titans game for $13, that's club level,
right?
But I mean, you just have to. I mean, look, you were at the Bethesda Theater with me. They took the pulse of the room. It was all Redskins back then, and like Dr. Sabah says, okay. She has the money to go buy the most expensive ticket in the house. It isn't going to do that. And these younger generation, which half of them don't want to work to begin with, okay, that's the generation that Josh Harris and them are going to have to cater to. They don't have money. They don't. The younger generation's not concerned with wealth. They're worried about work-life balance and taking as many vacations as possible and not having any social skills to communicate anything. Trust me, I've been dealing with it for years.
I know.
Okay?
I know. Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, consider your source, okay? The Washington Post prints whatever fits the narrative, and they're just like just about every other news outlet out there. But to your point, I'm not saying it hasn't grown at all. It's probably grown to an extent. But when you look at it, I'm looking at revenue for ticket sales. I'm looking for apparel. And even with Jaden Daniels being maybe the most popular player in the league right now, they're still nowhere near the Cowboys or the Eagles or San Francisco 49ers
but
or whatever.
You did admit something that's important, though. In your eyes, a diehard Redskin guy, you said it's grown to an extent. Now, again, grown to an extent is just that, right? It's not crazy. It's not like you're running around wearing Commanders gear, but grown to an extent after one good year. I wonder if it will grow to a bigger extent if they win the Super Bowl or make the Super Bowl this year or next year or what have you. So that's what they're counting on. Whether that's right or wrong, that's what they're counting on.
Well, and again, who's going to pay? I think I tagged you in it, but they're already collecting money for deposits for the new stadium, and that's 5 or 6 years away.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as my generation gets older and the baby boomers die off, and you're going to have what's left of what you're trying to get this younger generation to buy into, but they're not fans. Like Dr. Sabah and John and I were coming up. They care about fantasy football. They care about gambling. And I think no matter what, it's ultimately going to show. I think that they could go to the Super Bowl, and I will be that happy camper if they win. They'll just never get my money for a T-shirt or hat or anything.
That's fine.
And for every, one Linnell, there's probably five or more Dr. Sabahs or Johns or Athan that just say thanks, but no thanks. We root for the team. We want to see them do well, but you can have the expansion colors. You can have the cancel culture history that they've tried to do and getting rid of the logo and all that stuff. They will never get my money. And so I think it's grown to an extent, but with the younger generation, they'll never convince the diehard, the true fans like Dr. Sabah, John, and me. We rule. We're right. Everybody else is wrong. And that's the unsilent majority.
And that's the bottom line. Because Athan Annapolis says so.
You know it, brother.
Love you, buddy. See ya. I appreciate you as always. Double A. Let's get to Stevie Ray in Baltimore. What's up, Stevie Ray?
I got to follow that, huh?
Yeah. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And the Okie from Muskogee. Yep. All right. So, yeah, no. Listen, the name is the name. It's what it is. And I don't know what the costs are to change the name if they were going to change it to another name. You and I both know they are not going back to the old name. It just isn't going to happen. But the problem I have with this name is that it doesn't mean much to me. I don't really care about it. I felt as though it was another problem that I have with it. It's got too much of the stink of Dan Snyder on it. I don't want anything that Dan Snyder ever had to do with this team to be on this team. I want it gone. And the name came under him, and I was hoping maybe they might decide that. But the problem is that I had a better name, and I was a billion-dollar name. I did the math on it, and I'm telling you, it was worth $1 billion and a year. I don't know. The problem is they won so fast that people like them so much that when, winning changes everything. People now are seeing the name Commanders, and they're seeing them win. And Jane Daniels he's pretty much next year, he's going to be the star of this league. We finally got a star on this team. This team has never had a star. And you want to talk about John Riggins, you want to talk about Art Monk, you want to talk about Tyson. It's got to be the quarterback position. That is the star of the NFL. And we got it at Jay Daniels. Now, and he is the one who's going to sell this name. Now, I did talk to him a little bit on something. And the name I had, I told him about it. He said he really liked it. But he also said that they didn't think they were going to change it back. So I changed it to that they weren't going to change the name.
All right.
Get out of the Commanders? What they can get out of this name? I don't know. Hopefully it'll do well, but I don't like it. I never will.
I understand that, and I get that. But I guess the overall point is, I think it's pretty clear to say that the name is probably surging in popularity, right? You would agree with this,
right?
Because the team is winning on the field.
I'm not with AA. The majority is not people who are rich, who want that name back, the old name back. That is not the majority. That's about 30% of what the team is, and that is going to get lower and lower as the team wins, because the team's going to pick up more fans as they keep winning. If they build that stadium down there, and I want them to build it like the Sphere in Las Vegas, make this dome like the Sphere, the Sphere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Build a Sphere East on that property. Make the stadium, the dome inside, would be like the Sphere in Las Vegas. You put that there, and you will pack that place every single time.
I haven't thought about that, but if you can get some of that technology and make it work financially and whatnot...
Yeah.
I mean, do something different rather than having these huge, big ribbon board things that you see in all the new stadiums like Atlanta and whatnot and SoFi Stadium. Do something different.
The roof of the stadium is the board. And one more thing. The thing is we got to remember is this place has to pay for itself. So it's got to be a dome. People who say they want an open-air stadium, I say you can't have an open-air stadium because you got to have concerts there in order to try to pay it back. Well, if you turn it into the Sphere stays packed every time because of the atmosphere that it comes with. You will be able to put concerts in there weekly that'll be top-notch concerts, and you'll be able to pull top dollar for the seats in that place.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's got to be a multi-use stadium.
Yeah. No. And that's part of the reason why they'll have the roof, of course. The question is whether they're willing to go to that next step to make it truly special, truly unique, or will they just accept a translucent roof that doesn't really shine or make the place any different than any other place, but it'll be unique and different here, and it will attract top-notch talent. The question is whether you're trying to build a truly world-class facility, and I like the idea because I didn't think about it. I like the idea of incorporating something, whether you can do the whole thing or not, something out of the Sphere in Vegas, because you're right. That's the hot ticket item, if you will.
It's an attraction. Yeah. Absolutely. I'm a deadhead, and my friends are going there.
I got you.
And they come back and they say, Steve, you have got to go there.
I got
What if we had one right down the road?
I got you. All right. Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely, brother.
I appreciate you. Good to hear from you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We're probably going to move on shortly from this. Certainly, you can chime in throughout the show, but we're going to talk about some other things just because, again, I don't think we're really getting anywhere. I think everybody understands the reason for the surge in popularity as a team, as a name, is probably most closely related to the success on the field. And a year from now, if they're 7-10 and everybody's disgruntled, I guarantee you the data would show way less of a growth, if not a surge backwards. I think it's always been tied to if the team is good, people will accept it and people will be okay. And people will either like it, love it, or accept it. If the team is bad, it will swing the other way. And it's most directly tied to the success or lack thereof on the field. I don't think it's because people all of a sudden have gotten smart and realized that Commanders isn't that bad of a name, which is how it should be, which is what I'm hoping for you guys to eventually come around to, but I have very little faith in humanity. Let's get to, you want to go to Bill in Arlington or take the time out? Let's get to Bill in Arlington here. Some different things changed up on the call screen. Hey, Bill, how are you? Good afternoon. What's going on?
Hey, I think the team name, just leave it. It's working its way in. It's going to take some time. There'll always be a few that don't get used to it. But just a comment on the previous call, the Sphere seats 18,000 people. The average ticket price is like $1,500, and it cost them like $10 billion to build. So let's come back to reality a little bit.
Well, that's why I said some elements of it. I don't think you can replicate. I don't think you can replicate, obviously, what they've built there, right? And nor do you have to. But if you can build some element of it to make it distinguishably different than, say, SoFi Stadium or U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, ideally I would like that. I would be interested in that. But to your point, yes, correct. All of that technology, all of that digital amazement is A, one of its kind probably, and B, like you said, if you want tickets to be semi-reasonable, and listen, they're not going to be reasonable to most people, but semi-reasonable as opposed to what they, you know, I'm a huge Eagles fan. The Eagles are doing this months-long residency in Vegas. I haven't been able to go because I can't afford to go and pay for the trip and the hotel and the food and the this and the that.
Totally agree with you. And so I think, you know, the good news is the people that are building SoFi and the other places, they don't want to churn out cookie cutters either. So somebody will come up with a unique idea and everyone gets a little better. So just going to count on that happening.
Attaboy. Attaboy. I appreciate the phone call, Bill. Thank you. Good idea. Or good call. All right. We'll take a timeout. 219, Team 980 on a Tuesday afternoon. Back to work. We'll continue to take your calls. We're going to work in some other elements as well. Ken Rosenthal has a scathing column about the Nationals organization and how little progress they have made. We'll get into that coming up as well. We got some things to clean up on this Washington Post logo, on this Washington Post poll story, and some things we haven't even gotten to just yet on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds! Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for your main event, WrestleMania!
Yeah, continuing along on a Tuesday afternoon. Sorry for jumping the gun there just a little bit. My guy A-Mac mixing the tunes and back. Everybody's back from the Memorial Day weekend. Hope you enjoyed. And, of course, always remember the sacrifice that was made so that you can enjoy. We've been responding and reacting to the new Washington Post poll. Whatever you make of it and whatever you think of it, and everybody is a little bit different. And obviously we have, you know, some just absolute diehard listeners and callers to this show that I strongly disagree with. But I respect their right to have an opinion, and I respect their line in the sand attitude. I don't like it, but I respect it. There's a difference, right? That's the way, like, life should be. That being said, I'm not naive enough to think that the reason why the Commanders team organization and the Commanders team name is rising, and some would say surging in popularity, I'm not stupid enough to think that it's not all related to one thing, which is the one thing that we said, those of us that were proponents of the name or defenders of the name, and it's not just me, but it's me and a couple of others have said all along, which is things will be fine when they start winning, when they're exciting, when they're sexy, when they're positive. Not when they suck. Not when they're 3-14. And boom. Now, what I wonder is a year from now, is it going to be dramatically different if they go 7-10? I think it'll be different. I don't know if it'll be dramatically different. So if you want to weigh in on that, go right ahead. Let's get to Ben in Gaithersburg first up, and then we'll get to Tony after that. What's up, Ben? How are you?
Yeah, hi, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
I am a diehard fan. Mm-hmm. Back in the 70s when I was a wee little one.
Okay.
I'm actually named after my great-grandfather on Native American background. My great-grandfather was the team captain in 1894 of the Carlisle School for Indians up in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Playing a little collegiate football there. And the name Redskins does not bother me in the least, but I do realize 100% we're not getting that back. But give me the freaking logo back, daggone it. There's no reason in the world we should not have the original logo back. And that's really all I want to say.
All right. I understand that. I wouldn't mind it at all. I'm not certainly opposed to it, but I don't think that's coming back in terms of active uniform or active helmet. It is part, my understanding is, of the tribute to the Blackie Wetzel whole family situation and the heritage of all that. That is now officially, I believe, on display. I saw the grandson tweeting about it and showing a little video of it. So that's how I think they're going to incorporate that. I do not think you're going to see the Indian head logo back on helmets. Maybe in a vintage uniform, alternative uniform type thing down the line when they get more further removed. But I don't think you're seeing it anytime soon. That being said, I wanted to ask you this real quickly, Ben. You said your heritage, you said your history. Again, has your stance on the Commander's name changed in any sort of way over the last year, year and a half, due to the success of the organization?
No. I still call them the Skins.
Okay.
With everybody except my 5-year-old grandson, because I don't want to teach him incorrectly. He has no idea what I'm talking about.
Interesting. That's interesting.
But I totally agree with the caller before that said we want to get rid of anything tying us to Dan Snyder. We already have new management. We're going to get a new stadium. Just get rid of the name he threw on us, change it to something else, but give us the logo back. That would go a long ways to appeasing a lot of us old-time fans that want the logo back at least.
There you go.
That would really help us out a lot.
I appreciate you, Ben. Thank you. Again, I don't think that's happening, but I can't rule it out. You got a much greater chance of that happening than the Redskins coming back. I've been as honest as I can. I don't have the problem with Commanders that you guys do. I think it's fine. It's okay. It's nothing special. It's just a name. It's just a moniker. That's it. But I'm not a brand guy. I'm not like a brand loyal guy. I'm loyal to very few brands, as a matter of fact. Very few. I go wherever I feel like I get the best value. And whatever I seem to trust in the moment. And sometimes I get burnt. And a lot of times I win. But I realize that's not the same as everyone else. So that's why we continue to have this debate. Let's get Tony in here, and then we'll take the bottom of the hour trending alert after that. What's up, Tony? How are you?
Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Tony. What's going on?
I have to ask you this first, but you don't have to respond to it.
Uh-huh.
I've always wondered how you got the moniker Rooster, but you never want to.
No. It's more than fair, and I mean I've talked about it, but just so everybody knows. Okay, so the best way I could do this is Chris Russell is not my real name. It's Chris Russo, okay? Which there's another very famous sports radio host by the same name, so I was forced to change my name. But back when I started my national career, at the age of 26, 27, what have you, I would be on late night, overnight on the radio, and I would be screaming and yelling and ranting and raving. And people said, you know what you sound like? You sound like a rooster. You're either waking people up early in the morning or keeping them up all night. And it just stuck. And then Chad Dukes, of all people, long ago, about 7 or 8 years ago, rediscovered it and just started calling me Rooster, and it's just stuck.
But that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, like, the nicknames, you know, we're grown up, something kind of like that.
Yeah.
I always think of that song. Yeah, calm the rooster.
Right, right, right. And we play that from time to time, too. Alice in Chains, of course. And,
yeah, no, I've heard it.
It's not something. People think I anointed myself the rooster. It was anointed for me. I'm just accepting of it. Does that make sense?
I love that. I can roll with that. Yeah, that's great. So this is what back to the stadium and the name. I do like the name better now that they're winning. I admit it. But my problem with the name is I hate anything. The National Football League is tied to nationalism and, you know, the Army. And I know they invest in the NFL. That part bothers me. But also, I remember when they were coming up with names, and the name Red Wolves came up, and it sounded to me like at the time that they couldn't use that name because they had to pay for it. And I just thought that was so cheap. And I like what the last caller said about anything that's tied to Daryl Snyder.
You're talking about when they didn't want to pay the Minnesota Timberwolves for the trademark rights, right?
I didn't understand how Red Wolves and Timberwolves tied together anyway.
Well, because they have the trademark registration for Wolves, and Arkansas State has it for Red Wolves.
Gotcha. Yeah, but I mean, it seemed like it wasn't even that much money at the time whenever the number came up. But I remember a guy calling in on your show or the guy in the morning and just had this description of, just imagine you're sitting in your seat it's like a night game and lights go down, you know, and they show the moon coming up on the screen and then the wolf howling, you know.
It would have been great. And trust me, I Dan Snyder and Jason Wright both wanted Warriors to begin with, okay? And
right.
Then they really did look into Wolves and Red Wolves, but they decided a years-long legal battle or paying enough money to secure a free legal battle to battle the trademarks was not worth it in their opinion. Now, again, that's their opinion. I can't tell them how to spend their money. I think they should have done that. If they would have done that, it probably would have calmed a lot of this down. But I can't tell them how to spend their money. So, unfortunately, we got left with this, and it's a forever-ending battle. The one thing that can change it, though, is just, again, winning and winning and winning and winning, and it just becoming the norm instead of the exception. And instead of being associated with Dan Snyder, instead of being associated with Dan Snyder, it's associated with Jaden Daniels, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, and Josh Harris. That's what they're hoping for.
It already feels more comfortable to me. But last thing, and I'll shut up. The shout out to a fellow Deadhead Commanders fan, and the idea of the sphere. That, you know, the last caller, it is impractical. It's $1 billion to build that thing, but there is a way to do it. It's much cheaper, like the Capitol Theater in New York. It's a not that expensive projection system that you can project anything onto anything, and that'd be cool as hell if it were. You know, you could do anything on it, change it every game. Anyway, question though, what do they mean by multi-use stadium area?
Multi-use stadium areas. What they're trying to do is say it's not just open 12 games a year, including the preseason.
But
they're saying concerts, events
around it stuff. Right. So it's not. So it really is just like concerts and games.
Yes.
Not more than that. Like
No. They're going to have an entertainment village. The best way I can describe it is think what they did. If you don't know what they did in Foxborough, okay, which was take a huge piece of land next to Gillette Stadium and they built an entire shopping district, an entertainment venue district, where people come 360-ish days a year, as opposed to just for 10 or 11 Patriot games or whatever is held at Gillette Stadium. So that's what they're talking about regard.
Really is like a shopping district. That's what I was
wondering.
Like sort of like Nationals Park.
Yes. but all on the same footprint, whereas Nationals Park right. is a little bit different in that it's not on the actual stadium footprint, most of it. Most of it is built around the stadium or behind the stadium, but it's because of the stadium and the growth that was
spurred. Because of the stadium, they did put the money into the neighborhood, right?
Correct, exactly.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Tony. Good call. All right, let's do this. We're going to do the trending alert. Then we're going to come back and get into the Ken Rosenthal scathing expose of Mike Rizzo and the Washington Nationals organization. That's right. Mike Rizzo and the Washington Nationals organization, or at least that's how I took it, will explain what we mean more when we return on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, indeed, the NFL is set to open up its regular season 100 days from right here and right now. And, of course, we've been talking about it all show. A new Washington Post poll shows significant growth in the Commanders' team name popularity and popularity in terms of the organization after a trip to the NFC Championship. Who would have thunk it? Meanwhile, in Buffalo, a team that could meet the Commanders in the Super Bowl if both teams fulfill their destiny, Joey Bosa was signed by the Buffalo Bills after they cut Von Miller. Well, he's already injured. It's been a problem for him. He's likely out until training camp, if not more, with a calf injury. James Cook, their running back, not at Bills OTA. Meanwhile, the Nationals begin a West Coast road trip tonight in Seattle against the first place AL West Mariners at 29-23. The Nationals at 24-29. They lost 2 out of 3 over the weekend. We'll get into the Ken Rosenthal scathing expose, if you will, in The Athletic of Mike Rizzo and the organization. And finally, remember Mary Lou Retton, right? Gymnastics icon, Olympic star. Well, she was arrested over the weekend for DUI. Earlier in May, about a week or so ago, in May in West Virginia, following a report about a car in a Porsche, driving erratically. She allegedly smelled of alcohol and was slurring her words while failing a field sobriety test. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Lopez ready. Kicks. The 0-1 swung on. Hit in the air to shallow right field. Dalen Lyle coming in. Still coming. Dives. He made the catch. He made the catch. A diving catch by Lyle. And a curly W's in the books. Dalen Lyle with a spectacular game-ending diving catch in his second game in the big leagues.
Oh, that's the great Charlie Slows on the call Saturday afternoon. 106.7 The Fan, Nationals Radio Odyssey. A game that your boy was at. The Rooster was cock-a-doodle-doing in the Bank of America suite. Eating all sorts of good yum-yums and getting wined and dined. It helps. It helps. Thanks to my friend Jennifer from Bank of America for inviting the old geezer. I appreciate it. It was a great day. It was a very quick day. An hour and 53 minutes to complete that game. Jake Irvin was awesome. James Wood hit a 2-run rocket to right field in the first inning off a left-hander. Nationals got one more run, allowed only 3 hits, got the save and the shutout without using Kyle Finnegan because he's got a little shoulder fatigue. It was the only win of the weekend. They lost Friday night in a 4-0 shutout. And they lost by inches on Sunday. They could have won the game if Nathaniel Lowe's line drive foul ball was just hit 4 or 5 inches over to the right. They did not. He struck out. They ended the game one batter later, and they came up short. So the Nationals start a West Coast trip in Seattle against the first place Seattle Mariners late tonight. But that's the baseball story. Then there's the media story. And Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, who's been around Major League Baseball and who has worked in this area for a long time. I'm not sure if Kenny is still based in Baltimore. It's been a long time since I've talked to him or seen him. And obviously he's risen to fame. When I used to have him on my show every day way back in the early 2000s at Sporting News Radio, from the Sporting News magazine to Fox, MLB, what have you. But the story and the headline in today's Athletic, or in The Athletic today, I should say, is Nationals remain among MLB's bottom feeders despite lengthy rebuild. And it goes on to point in the very first paragraph, the Rockies, the Pirates, the White Sox, and the Miami Marlins are perennial bottom feeders. But Ken Rosenthal says the Nationals belong too. And if you just stop right there, and if you look at the last 5 years, 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, and whatever this year turns out to be, so 5-plus years in which, what did I say, there were 6 games under 500? Or I guess they're 5 games under 500 right now. Probably a better year than any of the previous 5 years, but probably not good enough. So you're probably looking at 6 losing years in a row, or maybe 5 losing years and a 500 year or whatever. Probably. Now, things can change, but probably. And Rosenthal points out again, since winning the 2019 World Series, they ranked 3rd in Major League Baseball in losses, 1 behind the Pirates, 14 behind the Rockies, They're trying to avoid their fifth straight 90-loss campaign. And the reason why it's not already five is because, of course, 2020 with COVID, they were 26-34 because of the COVID situation, right? So they only played 60 games, but that was not good in any way, shape, or form. And Rosenthal, look, he doesn't point out anything immediately that makes you go, oh, yeah, of course. And he says ownership's lack of investment is partly to blame. And he points out how they had a top 10 payroll, 7 out of 8 seasons, but in the past 3 years, they're in the bottom 10. But he does get at what is a point of emphasis in the column and what is a point of an area of problem, quite honestly, under Mike Rizzo and whatever the Nationals are. And some of this is ownership still, and some of this is Mike Rizzo, and some of this is on the individual players. It's not just on Mike Rizzo, but Mike Rizzo, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on where you weigh in on this, deserves some of the blame. They have not won enough, and they have not developed enough talent. Now, Rosenthal points out, listen, the Juan Soto trade is a generational sizing trade. Obviously, Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, and they got those guys, and now Robert Hassel's up, and James Wood, of course. So that is a great trade. I don't think anybody would dispute that. But his point is C.J. Abrams and Mackenzie Gore are not that far away from free agency, and this organization has shown very little ability, not no ability, very little ability, or very little want to re-signing its phenoms, its stars, as we all know. And they also point out, or Rosenthal points out, right? First of all, that Gore has the same level of service right now in Major League Baseball as Soto did when the Nationals traded him. So keep that in mind. 2+ years away from hitting free agency. He also mentions that Abrams is 3+ years away, but that Abrams is the only one of the top young Nationals, meaning Gore, Dylan Cruz, James Wood, that are not represented by Scott Boras, who often likes to take his clients to free agency. Mentions Abrams, represented by Roc Nation. Okay, I think we all know about that. Had substantial negotiations about a year ago, but then they never really did anything. They couldn't get a deal done like they did with Keibert Ruiz. And then what happened at the end of the year last year and all the inconsistency throughout last year. So they didn't do a long-term deal. And as far as we know right now, I mean, they haven't done one yet. Maybe they're working privately. I don't know. But the bottom line is they haven't gotten one done yet. And again, Rosenthal talks about the Anthony Rendon situation and the Steven Strasburg situation, which we all know we don't have to waste a whole lot of time. Talks about Keibert Ruiz is the only player long-term under contract as part of this rebuild. He's in the third year of an 8-year, $50 million deal. How bad he is defensively, how inconsistent he is offensively, and this year has been a little bit better than certainly last year, but after a red-hot start, it hasn't been good enough. All right, so he says, look, the potential departures, of Gore, Abrams, others would not be as glaring of an issue if they had done a better job developing talent in the minor leagues. And that's where we're going to leave you off and we're going to finish up the rest of the story because it is more than fair to point out what Rosenthal is pointing out. It is not just about ownership not spending money. It is about player development and players not developing into what they hoped, what the reasonable expectation was, or what a guy widely acclaimed as having great baseball acumen probably should be expecting. We'll tie that up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to deep right field. Back comes Yastrzemski looking up. It is good. Goodbye. laser beam of a home run off the bat of James Wood. Cleared the 14-foot, 8-inch wall. Hit off the wall in the front of the stands of section 237.
All right, that was indeed a rocket ship. Charlie Slows once again on the call Saturday afternoon on the Nats Radio Network, 106.7 Odyssey. As part of the only Nats win over the weekend, we're reacting to the Ken Rosenthal Athletic column, a pretty scathing expose, but a review of just how bad the Nats' development has been outside of the Juan Soto trade and the development of Juan Soto, which led to Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams, James Wood, Robert Hassel, blah, 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 how bad it's been elsewhere. And we left you off with how bad Keibert Ruiz has been, which I think if you pay attention to the Nationals, you know defensively he's not great by any stretch, not even really good, and he's inconsistent offensively. But whatever. Rosenthal goes on to point, since 2013, the Nationals have drafted and developed only three players with career B-wars above 5.0. War, you know, is wins above replacement. He says those three, Nick Pivetta, Eric Fetty, and Jesus Luzardo, didn't do that really with the Nationals. And he points out a B-war of 5.0 is not much. And he points out a couple of really nondescript players like Mason Winn of the Cardinals and Zach Neto of the Angels, who all have slightly above or at 5.0. Then he talks about how Jake Irvin has a 4.3, Jacob Young has a 3.6, and Mitchell Parker has a 1.3. They have a chance of reaching 5.0 in their careers, but certainly none are stars. And I think that's fair. Although Jake Irvin was awesome the other day. He points out this. What the Nationals got for Juan Soto, not only from a trade aspect, but when they originally signed him for $1.5 million in 2015, is crazy. But think about it. Luis Garcia cost them the next year $1.3 million. And he's a major leaguer, but I think we know there's some flaws there. Then they've spent $4.925 million on Christian Vaquero. Shortstop Armando Cruz, $3.9 million in 2021. And Yasul Antuna, $3.9 million in 2016. None are considered among the Nats' top 20 prospects. And Antuna, who they spent $3.9 million in 2016 on, has been out of baseball for 2 years. So his point is, Rosenthal's point, not only have they not spent enough money and is there a real legitimate question about retaining Gore, Abrams, so on and so forth, but on top of that, the money that they have spent hasn't worked out internationally. And on top of that, if they didn't have the Soto success, both while in Washington and the trade for him out of Washington 2.5 years early, which is now where Gore is, they would have nothing. They would have virtually nothing to show. There's more. I'm going to get to it on the other side of 3 o'clock right here on the Team 980. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.